This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishour, in for David Brancaccio. DoorDash, the food delivery app, announced this week it's expanding its grocery delivery service by partnering with Albertsons. It'll offer on-demand groceries from nearly 2,000 stores, like Safeway, for example. DoorDash's business has ballooned during the pandemic when online grocery delivery became an overnight necessity for a lot of households. This partnership is betting that the shift to online food shopping and online everything shopping is here to stay, even as the economy opens back up. But is it? Caroline Champlin has more on that.
DoorDash says this program was in the works before COVID-19 lockdowns, but they did speed things along.
Obviously, the pandemic has sort of pulled forward some of the demand that we thought was going to happen in some of the outer years.
That's Fuad Hannan. He leads new verticals at DoorDash. He says this grocery program was a natural extension of the company's restaurant meal delivery and something DoorDash wants to invest more in.
How do we help businesses make this shift to a digital convenience-first economy?
For grocery stores, though, with already razor-thin margins, there's a little more risk involved with delivery.
You would never want to do this on your own as a company first, right? It would just be way too out of scope for you as far as cost goes.
That's Forrester analyst Brendan Witcher. He says stores will likely see the pandemic boost in online sales dip in the coming months. So it's a critical time to have delivery clearly advertised.
Don't whisper it and don't do it as a side project. I mean, you really need to put signs up and let people know.
Companies aren't trying to replace brick and mortar stores, Witcher says, but brands do have incentives to keep investing in this technology. For one thing, mobile orders mean consumer data, says Doug Baker with the Food Industry Association.
So if you're online and you're searching for products, you're leaving a trail.
Stores already tailor inventory and can start pre-filling customers' carts. And they're racing to secure the customers who tried online grocery shopping for the first time last year. Baker says it's the kind of consumer habit that sticks.
When a consumer is given something by an industry to create a convenience, the customer doesn't say, well, thank you, but here, I'm done with it now, take it back.
Even if this convenience remains an option, Baker says it may not be immediately profitable. It could take a while to iron out kinks that discourage customers, like asking for 3 potatoes and getting 3 pounds delivered. I'm Caroline Champlin for Marketplace.